Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help heart disease with lymphatic system detoxification. I have a lot of experience with heart disease. Both my grandparents had a stroke. My Italian grandfather had his first heart attack, I think, in the 30s. And ended up having many other strokes. My father had 3 open heart surgeries. So I can tell you I'm very aware of my genes in my heart and wanting to, again, take care of myself so I don't have these problems. Because, again, since my grandparents had this, my parents had it, my genes can have this. But we can change our genes by changing our lifestyle and the things we eat and put into our body. So after retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of 3 world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, published in 2006, and my on-demand virtual course available now, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we are filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. Most importantly, I give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. Understanding this missed science that really is missed, I developed body work called LymphPractic that I use to help clients in Scottsdale, Arizona. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification to reduce inflammation. And it also makes you more relaxed in your body and mind than you've felt in your life. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world, taking steps to improve the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system. You have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. So what is heart disease, or what we call cardiovascular disease more technically? It's a class of diseases that involve the heart or blood vessels. Cardiovascular disease includes coronary artery disease, such as angina, myocardial infarction, which we know is heart attack. And it could have you could have a stroke, a heart failure, hypertensive disease, rheumatic fever, many different problems. And I'm going to show you how really most of them are due to cellular waste building in our body. Now, coronary artery disease, stroke, and peripheral artery disease involve atherosclerosis. And I'm going to show you how atherosclerosis has been found to be from cellular waste building up. So, again, these things can all be, you know, created by your high blood pressure, smoking, diabetes, lack of exercise, high cholesterol diet, what we eat, excessive alcohol consumption, really everything, too much bread, it does not matter. And if you look at rheumatic heart diseases, these are, you know, have to do with strep throat. So that's a bacterial infection which can waste that can fill your body. Cardiovascular disease is listed as the underlying cause of death, accounts for nearly 800,000 deaths in the U.S. That's about 1 in every 3 deaths in the U.S. About 2,200 Americans die of cardiovascular disease each day. That's an average of 1 death every 40 seconds. This is serious. And we have to look at recent study, right? This is really just a few months ago. The recent study on heart failure, they called it the Alzheimer's disease of the heart. The article explains how cellular waste, the protein desmin, is clumping together to form amyloid deposits in the heart. And amyloidosis is really what the disease is called. It's just where you get little deposits of waste, and they start limiting circulation. And wherever it builds, it could be fatal. So amyloids are aggregates of proteins that become folded into shape that allows many copies of that protein to stick together, and it actually limits circulation. And this is happening in our heart, it's happening in our brain, it's happening throughout our body, any part of your body where you're having health problems. Now, another recent research explains how a pH imbalance in brain cells may contribute to Alzheimer's disease. And you may be saying, why am I mentioning Alzheimer's disease here when we're talking about the heart? Well, here they found that when a brain cell called an astrocyte becomes acidic, it can no longer clean itself, and it becomes toxic. This is happening in Alzheimer's, heart disease, and every health problem. This is what my website, my book, and course are all about. When we become acidic, we fill with cellular waste, creating inflammation in your specific health problem. In this case, it's the heart. And think of how much the heart beats. The heart works all day, all night, never stops. And when we put things in our body, we smoke things or we're breathing bad air, we get dehydrated or we're eating foods that are very acidic, our heart gets acidic and it can't pump as well. And it actually limits the ability of it to clean, just like what they found in the Alzheimer's. So being acidic or having acid problems is not healthy for us. A recent study found that when the body is overly acidic, our body cells aggressively clump together. Our cells should be floating around separate in the body. Well, when you're acidic, then they're going to clump together. And they aggressively clump together, and that becomes more waste that can't be picked up by your lymphatic system. So we'll discuss pH and how to balance and heal the heart in a minute, but you know, I wanted to know, I help clients who have heart disease, chronic pain, cancer, Lyme disease, pain issues, swelling. It doesn't matter. In my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of lymphopractic work I developed, and it really gets to the root cause. It removes cellular waste and inflammation. My work is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system, natural detoxification to reduce damaging cellular waste and inflammation. Lymphopractic makes you more relaxed in your body and mind, more relaxed than you felt in your lifetime. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for lymphatic system health coaching over the phone or Skype. Check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. This is 7 lessons, 30 easy, very easy activities. Read a page, watch a video, and you'll know how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system for the rest of your life. If you have severe heart disease or heart failure, please consult with your physician before adding any diet or lifestyle changes. This is very important. And if you do decide to change your diet, I suggest you start slowly by changing the pH of your body, by drinking more water, eating a more alkaline diet of fruits and vegetables, and laying off the pasta and the bread, even whole wheat, even brown rice. Lay off all those things that are still acid-forming and meats. Limit them. In the future, you will be able to have them again, but when you want to get healthy, you have to change your diet. Make sure you're drinking enough water. But it's important to really understand that diet plays a big role. So we need to know if you're acidic, imbalanced, or alkaline. Do you know? Most people don't. Have you checked your saliva or urine pH? When overly acidic, the tissues constrict. This can happen in your heart, in your lungs. And I don't know if people know this, but your heart just isn't just sitting in your chest. Your heart is smashed between your lungs. So if your lungs become acidic, it's a good chance that your heart may become acidic. So we want to be very aware of our pH. And what is pH? pH stands for potential of hydrogen. When we have more hydrogen in a solution and in a fluid, then we have more acidity. When we have more oxygen and hydrogen, then we have more alkaline. And we want to be in balance. We want to be right between 6.5 and 7.5. The pH scale goes from 0 to 14. So neutral is at 7. And we want to be right around that, 6.5 to 7.5. And you want to check, go get a healthy, go to a health food store and get a pH test strip. They're very easy to read. I don't like the rolls. They don't read well. I like a strip by Vaxa, V-A-X-A, International. It's a very easy to read. Read like $20 for 100 strips, and you'll be able to see if your saliva or urine is more acidic. Whenever you start to improve your health, remember, we're releasing waste. And this is important because you just change your diet a little bit, you do some exercise, and you're going to start removing waste, and your heart has to be able to deal with that. And if your body gets affected by this waste, you call it a Herxheimer effect, and it can make you feel pretty sick and actually affect your heart. So very important with heart disease is your heart has to handle the release waste and fluid from improving detoxification. If you have heart disease, you should be able to walk a flight of 15 steps without being winded to go and have a lymphatic drainage session. Otherwise, it may make you a little more fatigued. So check with your healthcare practitioner. So look at what you're eating, right? We have to understand that diet plays a role in every disease. Is it mostly acid or alkaline that you're eating? We need to eat more fruits and vegetables and alkaline seeds. I mean, I really hated fruits and vegetables most of my life. I mostly ate meat, pasta, bread, and rice. And that's why I had many health problems. But once I changed my diet in 30 days and took a few supplements that I'm going to talk about, my life changed. So we really need to limit processed foods, grains, flour. And again, as I said, whole wheat and brown rice are still acid forming. Most meats, even fish, is acid forming. Sugar, tea, coffee, alcohol, these are all acid forming in the body, even soda. So we really want to watch what we're putting down our throat. Understanding which foods are acid forming and alkaline forming in the body can make a big difference in your life. Go to my healthylymphsystem.com webpage, and on the bottom there is a acid alkaline food chart. You can get the PDF, put it on your refrigerator. We need the starches, eating more acid and more alkaline foods. So diet is important, but we need to take supplements. Most people take a few medications a day and they add to your acidity, right? So we need to even balance that. And some people I see are on, you know, 8 to 14 medications a day and don't realize why they have acid reflux or their joints are getting tight and their heart is tightening. So we have to understand that even medications can make us acidic. So help balance with products that buffer acid in the body. Most people should be taking 400 to 800 milligrams of magnesium spaced out throughout the day. Too much at one time, you get bowel problems. You can take potassium. Baking soda has been found to be very important. And a green drink. Find a really good green drink that you like that you could take daily to help reduce acid and give you nutrients. So omega-3 fish oils are a great inflammatory, anti-inflammatory. So, again, they work much better than oils from things like flax and things. So they found that omega-3 from fish oil is very powerful and easily absorbed by the body. So turmeric or curcumin, I take curcumin. It's the active ingredient in turmeric, and these also reduce inflammation. If you've ever had pain and you've tried curcumin, it really does reduce, because a lot of your pain is due to the inflammation from the healing process, limiting circulation. And that pressure that you're feeling because the lymph system can't pick up that pressure, the fluid that's in that area, makes the pain and, you know, make it feel uncomfortable. So besides omega-3s and curcumin, we want to take systemic enzymes. And I am big on systemic enzymes because they break down cellular waste. And I wrote a book and I have a course on how cellular waste is creating most of our diseases. So we have to understand how we need to take systemic enzymes. Epsom salt baths, 2 cups in a bath, you can soak your feet too. It makes a big difference in your life. It adds magnesium and sulfates, and the sulfates make nitric oxide, which relax your blood vessels. So beetroot powder is very good for getting nitric oxide. We need to be hydrated. If you're dehydrated, you know, your body can't clean itself. And daily exercise to move blood through your body. If you're not moving your blood, if you're sitting because you can't move, then you're just filling with cellular waste. So for some people, maybe just deep breathing a few times a day, moving your shoulders a little bit, stretching your arms may be a beginning. But we have to start moving some blood and do it slowly, because we don't want to do too much at one time. When we do too much exercise, when we haven't exercised for a while, we could push out a lot of waste, which can, again, create a heart attack or a stroke, and we don't want to do that. So we want to start slowly. And the most important thing is to hydrate yourself. That's the most important. Deep breathing, good posture, all these things make a difference. Lymphatic drainage sessions, all learned self-lymphatic drainage sessions from my course. That's what I do. I teach about diet and other things. So we really need to understand how the lymphatic system and maintaining it to remove cellular waste can help heart disease, can help Alzheimer's, can help every health problem you have. But most people don't even understand they have a lymphatic system. So the lymphatic system, when it's not working, we fill with cellular waste. It's meant to remove. It's our sewage treatment system. So the goal is really to help the body balance pH and gently activate the lymphatic system to improve lymph flow, circulation, and natural detoxification to improve how you breathe. It's simple. It's common sense. We want to be able to help the body eliminate waste. When we're acidic in our body, the body constricts. When we're more alkaline, the body gives up waste. When we add taking care of the lymphatic system by manually activating it, it becomes a very powerful 1-2 punch, changing the diet, manually activating the lymphatic system, and your life changes. On next Thursday's show, I'll be explaining how a healthy diet helps lymphedema and is very important. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. If I can help you understand how to improve how you feel and think, contact me at healthylymphsystem.com. Please tell someone you know about my website and about my course. Have a happy and joyful life.